Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. My name is Benj Smith, and I'm blessed to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. You know, one of the favorite stories of mine in the Bible is found in Judges chapter 6 and 7. It's a little too long for me to try to cover everything in this five-minute podcast, so I'm going to try and cover some of my key takeaways from this fantastic story. So the background of the story is that the people of Israel had turned away from God, and for 7 years, God gave them into the hands of the Midianite people. Over those 7 years, the Midianites would come into their land, they'd steal or destroy their crops and their livestock. Towards the end of the seven-year period, the Israelites cried out to God, and not too long after that, an angel of the Lord came down from heaven to talk with one of those Israelites. This particular Israelite was a young, poor, timid, and reluctant leader by the name of Gideon. This reluctant leader had some unusual pushback to the Lord's calling, but through it all, the Lord continued to encourage Gideon to move forward with the journey that he had him on. Now, I want you to listen to some of the things that the Lord said to Gideon as Gideon was pushing back on the calling. So the first statement, the Lord is with you. Later, he says, calls Gideon mighty warrior. Then he says, go in the strength that you have. And lastly, am I not sending you? So that's pretty amazing stuff. And I'd like to just talk a little bit more about these words of encouragement from the angel of the Lord, and then how does that apply to us today? So let's take the first one, Judges chapter 6, verse 12. The Lord is with you. So I know that I know that I know that the Lord God Almighty is with us wherever we go and whatever we do. And as I've heard Pastor Chuck say many times, God is for us. He is for you, and God is for me. And so we all need to go with the knowledge that we have His strength to do what He has uniquely called each of us to do. Maybe it's a calling to love and invest in someone today, or it could be a call for your current season of life, or it could even be a lifetime calling. Whatever it is, just know and have the confidence that the Lord God Almighty is with you. So the next thing he says in the same verse is, calls Gideon a mighty warrior. Now, just like Gideon, I doubt many of us see ourselves as a mighty warrior. However, with the power of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the reality is that as Christ's followers, we are mighty warriors. And we're mighty warriors because of His power that lives inside of each of us. So when we seek Him and live out the life He has for us, He gives us His power to lead and impact people in our family, in our workplace, in our community, and even in our world. We truly are His mighty warriors. All right, the third thing he says, and this is in chapter 6, verse 14, it says, go in the strength you have. So God has already given you everything you need to lead and invest in others right where you are and with whatever gifts and talents you currently have. You don't need anything else to get started or to lead at a more passionate level. God is telling you, he's telling me, to simply go in the strength that we currently have, and he'll provide the rest. And then lastly, he says, am I not sending you? It's almost like God is telling Gideon, probably you and me, hey, come on, Gideon. If I'm sending you, then that should be more than enough. I mean, I am God, the creator of the universe, and you do know I can do anything, right? Well, I can easily imagine how Gideon felt, and maybe how some of you are feeling. When God called me out of the corporate world and into full-time ministry, I was a lot like Gideon. For about a year, I did my best to convince God he had the wrong guy. And I got to tell you, there are times today where I think I'm still the wrong guy. Ultimately, I did say yes. I said, you got me, Lord, and let's go. It has been an amazing journey, and there's been a lot of really great times and a few bad times as well. However, I've always felt like God's presence, his grace, and his love was right there with me the entire time. So whatever God's calling you to do today, know that God, the creator of the universe, is sending you just as you are and He'll be with you every step of the way. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope you guys are having a refreshing rest of the day. Bye now.